Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos, and you're listening to Scientific Healing Radio. I know the power of vibrational healing by combining physics with ancient healing arts to develop my own system that has produced what many would call medical miracles for hundreds of people. Discover how you can protect your energy when working with others as a healer or coach with Safe Healing at scientifichealer.com. February is the month of love and connecting with that special someone. Today I invited a good friend, Gwen Leppard, to be my guest host. I'd like to turn the floor over to her.
Hi, Anastasia. It's really good to be back here again with you and talking about a subject that matters to just about everyone. So many people have lost love, are looking for new love, and have all the baggage of that old love in their way.
Yes, and so one of the most common questions I get from people, especially amongst my clients, is I just went through a really bad divorce or a really bad relationship breakup, and I don't know how I'm going to find love again.
Yeah. I've been in that situation. I had a marriage that ended in a divorce, and I was under a fog of lack of self-esteem for months, actually over a year. And I know that you had a really difficult divorce too. And
oh my gosh.
Yes,
my gosh. I've been through the gamut. It's like not just one, it's multiple. So I married my college sweetheart, and then it like ended almost as soon as it started. And then I was hurt so badly that I kind of got a relationship on the rebound who ended up to be my husband of 10 years, and we have two children. And it turns out, and I had no idea what it meant to have someone who was an alcoholic and what that all meant. And most people don't realize, but alcoholism is a progressive disease, and you can only stop it. You can't really reverse it. So there's no real cure except abstinence if you're a true alcoholic.
That's true.
Yep. And so...
Yep.
And so it got rougher and rougher as the years went by, and I lasted 10 years with him and then divorced him when my children were little. And that was a really, really rough divorce, really rough. And then I tried dating other people. I waited a good year or two, and I tried dating other people, and I kept thinking to myself, are all guys the same? Like, what? How are all these women married to men? I mean, I just think to myself, are we just bad pickers? Picking the wrong partner? What's going on?
Yeah, I had a male friend, who told me, you just have a bad picker. And I held that with me for a lot of years because, you know, if you have a bad breakup and you just keep ending with the same guy or woman over and over again. So, Please tell us what attracts us to them, or attracts them to us.
Well, we actually, our hearts send out waves, and we know this from research. The heart emanates 20, 30 feet. It's stronger. It emanates stronger than anything else in our body. And those emotions and those feelings and those thoughts are transmitted to other people around us. And the other people are like homing pigeons. So if somebody is at the same frequency you are and you lock eyes across the room, and it's like you're automatically drawn to these people. And so if you don't change after a bad relationship and you're carrying around all of those guilt and resentment or hurt, sorrow, whatever you're carrying around, you're going to find somebody else that's at your level. And so it's like where's
it going? And often those are the most juicy attraction too. It's like you're so attracted to this person, and you don't even know why.
Yeah, I even remember.
It's like we're attracted to what we need to fix, what we need to heal.
Yes, and I even remember thinking, "Oh, that guy's really attractive. Run the other way." So anybody that I met that I found attractive, I just said, I can't see you anymore, and I would leave because I felt my picker was way off, so I therefore don't know any better.
It's tough, too. I mean, when you want to trust yourself, when you want to trust that, you know, that something feels good, so you want to trust that it is good, I mean, that can be really, really confusing.
Yeah, it can be very confusing. So I thought that was the most hilarious, though, because I kept, anytime anything felt good or right or was fun, I just said, oh, this is wrong for me because I don't know how to pick.
Right.
So I had a girlfriend. I had a girlfriend who. Was always, she got the situation, and whenever I was in a bad argument with my ex, like, I would measure my reaction. Like, I didn't react the same way. She would, like, get really upset over something that someone said, and I would react like, oh, yeah, okay, it's okay. And then after a while, I started to realize that my reactions changed, and I got more and more outraged as time went on. Over denigrating comments and criticisms that were uncalled for and really put downs to kind of drag me down into the muck with them. And it took me a long time to finally realize, you know, I was going through a process. I was in a 12-step program, and I went through a process to really discover, you know, who I am. Because a lot of times we're in these relationships, a lot of times what we do is we end up entangling so much that we don't know where we stop and the other person starts. So someone says, you know, it's like the joke, how are we feeling today? Like the woman gets up and asks the man, how am I feeling today? That kind of thing. That's right, the entanglement that we end up in.
Is that also, would it also be like codependent entanglement, or like the same thing or similar?
Yes, a lot of us don't realize, that codependent entanglement is really, really unhealthy. And we grow up in dysfunctional environments. And, you know, our parents didn't know any better. You know, our generation, you and I are not that far apart in age, but... you know, our parents' generation and the generation before that, they just did everything by knee-jerk reaction. A lot of them didn't really think about, okay, how is this behavior affecting my child? How is this behavior affecting me? Where now we think about it more and we're more enlightened and we are more focused on being in the moment and ourselves rather than reacting. Because, you know, a lot of it was reacting. My mother was really great at reacting at stuff. So whenever I found somebody that reacted the same way she did, like she would get outraged and she'd yell and carry on. And she's telling me right now she's sorry. But then you find somebody that does that and it feels really familiar and comfortable, and it makes you feel like you're wanted and warm and all of that. And it's like totally the opposite of what we need to have. And until we move past that, finding a new relationship is not going to be that great.
And it's so funny that you talk about your mom and then finding that in others, because I married my mother. I didn't marry my dad. I married my mother.
Me too.
And it was so fascinating because, you know, you hear all around that, you know, you marry your father. Well, neither one of us did. And I love how you're talking about how we have so much more awareness that people are just more aware than they were in our parents' generation.
And my college sweetheart even had the same birthday as her.
Yikes.
I know. Talk about irony. They were 20 years apart.
Wow. So I know that in the past you helped me with a process around clearing things up with my former husband because it was still just like hanging on to me. And could you talk a little bit about that? You know, the things that we can do every day to maintain good relationship.
Yeah, so the first thing is to realize that whenever you're carrying an emotion that keeps you attached to that other person, and that kind of emotion could be anger, resentment, jealousy, you know, even entitlement, like you see them trying to move on, like you'll see your ex trying to move on by dating someone else, and then you have this jealous reaction, and you don't want him to be happy. So anytime that you're hooked in emotionally, there needs to be a detachment process because we are energetically connected with that person. So when you have an emotional reaction, what you're actually doing is you're sending a line of energy to that person. And in energy talk, it's called cording, meaning like a C-O-R-D, like an electrical cord. So you plug your electrical cord into them. And you'll exchange energy along that cord. And a lot of people are comfortable with that. And I've dated, you know, I've gone on hundreds of coffee dates because I was going to get it right this time. I wasn't going to make this kind of mistake. And so so I would go out with these guys and all they would do is talk about all the wrongs that their ex-wife did them. And, right? And so... So that
red flag.
Right. Well, it's not just a red flag, but it's interesting to observe for you to realize that if you've got that energy in you, like he's trying to find somebody that will agree with him and then tell him similar stories. But for me, it was disgusting and I didn't want to hear all of his old stories. In other words, what are you going to do about it? Right. For me, it's like, how do you solve that? And so those emotional things that are hooked in, we need to disconnect. And then the other thing that also keeps us attached is that we form these tacit contracts and agreements. So you'll say, you know, you might think subconsciously, and no woman ever thinks this consciously, but we think subconsciously, we're women, we're inferior, we have to... do what the man says, because, you know, a lot of us are brought up with that religious upbringing, that women are inferior kind of thing. And so even my mom said, you know, you have to obey your husband. And he even says it in the wedding vows, right? So,
right. Yeah.
So you've got this thing going, and it's a contract. And you don't have to honor that contract in that way. And what you want to do is disconnect that contract from that person. And then the last thing is that a lot of us will come into life wanting to learn certain things. And so the last thing is to disconnect that kind of birth contract that you made with that person or with yourself, that you're going to live through that experience. And some people call it karma. Some people think of karma as a punishment for having done something not so nice to somebody in a previous life, and now you're going to turn around and experience the ass end of that. But really, it's voluntary, and you're voluntarily learning it. And sometimes you bite off more than you can chew, so you can release yourself from that contract. And the process takes about between 10 and 15 minutes to dissolve
it's
those.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I've seen miracles happen afterwards. The first time I did it, I had a woman who had contracted some STD from her ex, And she was livid, and she couldn't let it go, and she couldn't let it go, and she wanted to strangle him, pretty much, and she couldn't let it go. But then she was always on dating sites trying to find another guy. Well, if she's still hooked in with all that anger, nothing's going to happen. So I went through the process with her. It took about 10 minutes, and at the end of the process, she looked at me, and she goes, "The anger's all gone. The anger's all gone."
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, she went on, her business started to flourish. She found her ideal. She wanted to buy a place. She found her ideal place within 2 or 3 months. And she found new love again. And she runs around telling everybody that I healed her love life because, you know, it was like miraculous for her. And I've seen, you can also clear up, you know, bad relationships with parents. Because I had a woman who was angry at her father for 40 years. 40 years she was angry at her father. And then she called me the following week. She says, "I don't know what you did to me, but I can't even muster anger against my dad." And she was another businesswoman, and people didn't recognize her anymore. Her family said, you know, "Who are you? I don't even know who you are anymore." Because the anger had so consumed her life. And her business increased by 30 to 50% without doing any new advertising. She still did the same kind of networking and advertising that she did before. She said her phone started ringing off the hook. And it's just because we cleared out all of that old relationship energy. That's it. You kind of wear it. It's like on your outer energy field, and people can feel it and see it coming.
Absolutely. And you actually taught me how to do this process, and I've used it with some clients. I have a young woman who has been going through a horrible divorce, and the husband was just not agreeing to anything. And in fact, was being really hurtful to her through the children. And we did we cut the cords, we got the contracts, and we completed the karma, and all of a sudden he started offering things. And started cleaning things up with her. And we didn't do anything else. She expected the rest of her life to be just miserable and awful with this man. And they are now talking and are going to be able to co-parent going forward. And the courts went slang her way like you wouldn't believe. He's like, "We need to renegotiate the amount of child support." And she'd gotten remarried. And the judge said, "Okay." He ended up having to pay her 3 times as much.
Wow. So
and she was okay with it the way it was.
Yeah, So in other words, so people don't understand that when you clean it up on your side of the street, you also clean it up for them, like for your former partner. So
exactly. Thank you so much for saying that, because people are saying, "Well, what, you know, if you're doing it for me, but what about the other person?" So could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So the thing is that energy cord is agreed upon by both parties. And so if you say, "I disagree to have this anymore," then it releases you from that energy. So, and it releases them. Because there's no longer a connection or an energy exchange. So there's no longer that, it's like being poked with a stick all day long. So he's feeling poked by a stick all day long. Of course he's going to be angry. And I had a woman who was being stalked by someone. So I cleaned that up. And about 2 weeks later, he calls her up. He goes, "I don't know what you did, but I don't feel you anymore." It's like he had no desire to stalk her anymore. So
that's beautiful.
Right?
And went from scary to beautiful.
Yeah, it went from scary to beautiful. Like he was obsessed with her, and the obsession just completely cooled off. So he stopped calling her because she was scared of him. And so you clean up your side of the street. You also, an agreement is also signed by both parties. Like, just imagine that you've got a signed contract. It's signed by both parties. So if you decide to dissolve the contract, then it has to go away. And lastly, the karma, the lesson that you decide, you don't change his karma, you only change, or her karma, you only change your karma. So once you change your karma, there's no longer that pull towards that other person. So basically, by cleaning up your side of the street, you clean up the whole street.
Yeah, that is so amazing. That seeing the results with my clients has been really very surprising. Like clearing up an old girlfriend relationship, and then the guy kept saying that his girlfriend was jealous and scared. And as soon as we cleared up his old relationship where he had a relationship like that, the girlfriend all of a sudden was excited and didn't have any jealousy. It was just amazing.
Yeah, and the other interesting thing is it doesn't matter who you clear it with, but here we're talking about trying to find love again, is you really need to clean up your side of the street, because you want, basically, when you're being held down with all of those old, basically low energy emotions, your frequency is stuck down there. You're stuck in that pain, and all you'll attract is more pain. And as soon as you clean out all of that pain and move forward, that's when new love arrives. And that's when you can take and find a new person, or you can find new love with the old person, with the person that you're you know, together with. So I regularly...
That's another question that I've gotten. Well, what if, you know, if I clean this up, is it going to make this person go away? So yeah, could you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, so in any relationship, whenever you release somebody, you're not ready to release them unless you're ready to release them in love and gratitude. And the reason is that all relationships were put here for us to learn. We don't learn unless we're in a friction, stressful, or challenging situation. That we just don't learn otherwise. You just can't take a book and read it and learn how to have a good relationship by reading. You have to experience it. So once you once you clean that part up, you know, and clean all of that part up and raise your frequency, you'll connect with them. You'll connect with other people in a completely different way. So when you have the same person that you're with, it's the same thing. You're cleaning up all the old relationship garbage. You're cleaning up his karma from somewhere, or if you're a same-sex partner, it doesn't matter. I'm completely non-judgmental on that. But you clean up the other person's stuff, so they can come together with you with a clean slate. It's just like, okay, let's just forget about it, shake hands, and start fresh. And once you start fresh, you'll find all the reasons why you fell in love with that person in the first place. You know, it'll all come back, and as a strong memory, all the negative stuff will drop away, and you'll go, oh, well, yeah, I fell in love with that person because they're a really awesome person. They got a really good heart. You know, and you'll find all of the nice things about them instead of focusing in on all the things that you feel they're doing you wrong. And I've read this a number of times, is what other people think of you is none of your business. Okay, so now it's time for a break. Yeah, on that note, it's time for a break, and we'll come right back to this topic. I want to remind all of our listeners that you're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos, and today my guest host is Gwen Leppard. When we return after the break, we'll dive deeper into scientific healing and how it can work for you. Did you know that if the thought of a past relationship brings up negative emotions, you are still in a relationship with that person, often with unwanted consequences? This means you still have ties with that person, and those ties may be sapping your strength. Why not jettison your old relationship baggage so that you can move forward with ease and clarity? Hello, this is Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos, the scientific healer. 7 years of research at prestigious institutions like Harvard, Yale, and Johns Hopkins have discovered that relationships are the number one influence on physical, emotional, and financial health. In clearing those old ties, including what some people call karma, you get to wipe the slate clean and start over again, whether you plan to stay in that relationship with a person or not. Many miracles have come out of such clearings. One client said that her Christmas with her family was the best she had since she was a child, while another said she'd received several thousand dollars in a divorce settlement that had been stuck in limbo for years, while others stop being angry at their former partners and are able to find new loves quickly and easily. Recently, one client who had been stuck in her business as her client stream dried up signed up 6 new clients in the 4 hours following her clearing. I have good news. I have a gift for you. By going to scientifichealer.com/clear, you can discover how you can clear past relationships while I do a relationship clearing for you, all for free. Everyone who chooses to receive it will receive this powerful healing while listening. Again, go to scientifichealer.com/clear to get the details. Welcome back. You're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis. You can discover more about scientific healing and the deceptively simple processes for opening up your intuition and inner guidance system. Go to scientifichealer.com to download your tips on how to protect your energy when working with others. Before the break, we were talking with my guest host, Gwen Lippard, about finding love after divorce. I'm sure you're wondering whether this is something that's possible for you. Let's continue this conversation. Welcome back, Gwen.
Yeah, thank you, Anastasia. I'm curious, what are some of the biggest obstacles that you've run across with people not finding the love that they want for?
Well, the thing that they really hang on to the most is they're trying to be right. They're always trying to be right. Like, he did this to me, and he did that to me, and don't you think that's wrong? And I'll tell them, okay, let's wipe the slate clean and start over again. If that happened, how would your life look? No, you have to understand. He's got to pay for this. I've got to get my money out of it. I'm taking him to court. And I'm going, okay, so even after doing a relationship clearing, so just to make sure, it's voluntary to let it go. And some people, I'll clear it and they'll be good for a little while, and then they'll jump right back into old habits. So it's completely voluntary to let it go. And it behooves you, because what you think about them is also none of their business. They've got their own life to live. And the thing is that most people don't think about how they got into the relationship in the first place. Like, both of you wanted love and intimacy and closeness and to feel cared for and to feel safe and secure and all of those things that we see, you know, like the happily ever after, the prince comes to rescue the Cinderella or whatever, you know, the downtrodden girl. And there is no rescue. There really isn't. And the thing is, there is no such thing as happily ever after. There is a coming together of people. And you don't come together to make each other miserable. But it will happen if you don't both, you know, start developing and changing. And some couples are lucky. They're together for 40, 50, 60, 70. I just saw a couple in their 90s celebrating their 70th anniversary, right? And they have grown and developed over the years together. And they voluntarily, and they made the commitment to do that together. And sometimes you'll listen to them and they're super duper wise. Of course, some of them, you'll listen to them and they're still bickering like they're in their 20s, but...
But now, I want to go back just a little bit. Uh-huh. We were talking about the cords and the contracts and the karma.
Yes.
And when you said that, you know, that you had a woman that you did the clearing, but then after a time she didn't let it go.
Yeah, she couldn't let it go because she was so aggrieved over losing, you know, she was plotted against, she claims, for over 30 years because her husband hid all of his income and he stole from her and all of that.
But she was really stuck in her story.
She was so
in a situation like that, would you do a declaring more than once for her?
Yes.
Or she needs to get to the place. Okay, so you would do it more than once.
Yes, I do it more than once.
Like that.
And each time I do it, I brought her a step further. I did this with somebody. I brought her a step further. And I said, so, and I would ask, I always ask this question. So once you now win a court case, what does that, you know, what will that bring you? Will that change your emotions towards it? No. Will you feel happy again? No. So what will it take to get you there? I don't know. So then I work on her own self-esteem, and I would tell, you know, that most of the people I talk to are very intelligent and talented, and I said, you know, you are a force to be reckoned with. You have a lot of skill. You are an amazing, wonderful person. So, you know, why would you think that spirit or God or whatever, you know, would let you fall on your face? You know, you escaped a marriage where you had a lot of subterfuge going on. And now you should be, now you could be grateful that you're not in it anymore. And that you learned a lesson of how to take care of yourself, what to watch for, maybe even teach other women how to take care of themselves and what to watch for when they're in a difficult relationship. And so then what I do is I get her off the anger thing and on to future possibilities. Right? So we're no longer stuck in the past. We're now in the present looking towards the future.
It sounds like she had a lot of learnings to gather from that very egregious relationship.
Yeah, 35 years of resentment had built up.
Did you finally release him in love and gratitude? I'm so curious.
She is in a way better place. You know, I've been in infrequent contact with her. But she still texts and writes, and we still have conversations. And she is in a way better place. Way better place. Like, she has formed her own business, and she's, like, moving forward. She's not stuck hoping to be rescued by suing her ex-husband for stuff that he probably doesn't even have anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So she learned some big lessons. And I'm curious, what is the biggest lesson, or the biggest lesson that you would like people to learn? You know,
Okay, from my viewpoint, and the thing that released me, the biggest lesson was that person brought you gifts, like incredible gifts. And when you start enumerating the gifts, like for me, my ex-husband, the alcoholic, brought me two beautiful children. He helped me develop an amazing career as a scientist. He has been supportive of both of our kids as much as I have. And he's always behaved himself properly, like he's never lied or cheated. You know, it. In other words, he's been a really good dad and a really good ex-husband. So as I look at the richness of that relationship, you know, there are so many things. He's like a lot of fun, you know, and as I put everything in the plus column, I think to myself, there were a lot of good times during those years. And I'm really grateful that I got to learn how to stick up for myself, how to be on my own, how to be strong. I became a healer because of him. You know, there are just like so many things that if he hadn't have been in my life, I wouldn't be who I am right now. And I wouldn't want it to be any other way. So a lot of people think, you know, they think, oh, you know, if I hadn't had that relationship. And I say, well, if you hadn't had that relationship, you wouldn't be the strong person you are right now. Like, I had a lady who was crying to me about being a hurt child of a, you know, an alcoholic. And I say, and so what did that do for you? So she kept telling me all the bad stories until after about 5 or 6 questions later, she finally admitted to herself that she would protect her children with her life and she would never want to wish that on anybody else, and it's made her incredibly strong. And she is like this knockout, gorgeous woman, about 60 years old, with a body that doesn't quit, and the biggest heart, amazing, you know, a most amazing heart. And I'm just thinking to myself, she wouldn't be that way if she didn't have those old relationships. So these relationships were brought to us so we would become who we are meant to be. Like, you know, I wondered, like, am I doing the right thing? And everything, like my palm reading, 13 gift markers in my palms telling me I'm a master healer. Like, you know, one of them said, I don't know that I've ever said that, but you're sort of like, I don't know, like the goddess of healing or something like that. And I'm sitting there going, no, really? It's all like...
But it doesn't surprise me at all, Anastasia.
Yeah,
it doesn't surprise me at all because I've run across a lot of healers, and your stuff really works, and it works whether you're with somebody or not. And I if there's a little more, go ahead and do that. But I also really want to make sure that we get to the various programs that you have for people to get help, you know, and getting their karma and everything cleared up so that they can have love or their health cleaned up so that when they have love, they can be fully in it and fully vital.
Yeah, so I have a little free clearing for people. That free clearing takes you through the process. So there were 30 people on the line when I did this clearing. And when there's that many people, it means that the recording of my voice, the carrier waves that get recorded into the recording, like right now if I were doing a healing, it would get recorded into this radio show. So so the carrier waves of my voice carry the energy of the healing. So in the first half of it is I help people recall all their energy from everywhere they left it. So whenever you have a conversation with someone, you leave them your energy. Whenever you give them a hug, you leave them your energy. So we can call all of that back and give them back their energy. And the reason why you want to do that is that everybody has their own unique frequency. And when you start mixing frequencies, more and more frequencies together, what happens is that the amplitude of all the frequencies starts to die down and your energy feels completely depleted. And then the next thing that happens is that we clear the cords, contracts, agreements, and karma. And in doing that, we're basically wiping the slate clean. And so this it's a little freebie. It's a half an hour, and it's an actual healing that took place. And you can get it by going to scientifichealer.com/clear. And from that, once you get that, if you really like doing that, let's say you want to learn how to do that, you can sign up for, I'm just starting a new round of live classes in a couple of weeks, and you can sign up for learning the science of healing. So it's all the healing processes that I've developed, plus, you know, other ancient healing arts. And then, or if you just want to listen and get healed from whatever it is that you've got, I've got a program that's called Energize for getting your energy and clarity back. Because that's the number one thing that people suffer from, is they have no energy and they don't realize why. And this cleans up all your entire energy body and system and helps you feel good again. And all the people that went through it, when they completed it, they were just, you know, even partway through, they're just saying, I got my mojo back. So just connect with me, right? Just connect with me. And I know, Gwen, you went through that program.
Yeah, it's amazing how different my life is now compared to where it was in October when we connected.
Yeah.
It's night and day. I'm so grateful.
Thank you so much. So finding the love of your life, it means cleaning up all that old stuff, because you need to raise your energy to be the person that you want to meet. You don't want somebody to rescue you. You want to be the person you want to meet. And once I did relationship clearings on all my old relationships, my family members, everybody, then my now husband basically showed up in my life. He just popped out of nowhere. And that story is that we dated in high school and then we didn't see each other for 43 years. And he and I both have unique names. So he saw it. Facebook says, oh, you may know this person. He goes, oh yeah, I know that person. And then we started writing and 2 months later we were married. So
I that story gives me chills every time. It's so wonderful. And I found love again as well. So
yeah,
very different than I ever thought it would be. And I feel more love for myself and for him than I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah,
so,
and it's
the work that you've done.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's really great. You're not the only one that I taught. I have a couple of other students that are also doing this same process, and they say it's the most magical process as they watch the person change just during the 15 minutes it takes to do the process. So,
yes,
awesome. Well, that's all we have time for, Gwen. It's been really great talking to you about this topic. It's really near and dear to my heart. And
yeah.
I just love it when people find love in their life because it just makes them glow with a special radiance. So, again, I'd like to remind people to go to scientifichealer.com/clear. And thank you, Gwen, for being a great host again.
Oh, you're welcome, Anastasia. Always a pleasure.
Yes. And let's you and I connect. Go to scientifichealer.com and sign up for your free tips for protecting your energy when you're healing or working with your clients. Or you can download a Wake Up Your Brain audio that helps you get clear and energized fast every morning. This is Dr. Anastasia Choplis. Until next time. Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now take a deep breath and release it slowly before you go about your day.